well. So I might just repeat an introduction. Everybody's okay with the recording? Any naysayers, eyesayers,
Yeah, can you go
thumbs
ahead?
uppers, thumbs downers? Thumbs up.
Should have
Okay.
done
Go
my hair.
ahead.
I've
It's
got
fine.
Okay.
We've got COVID hair.
So,
Lockdown hair, not COVID, lockdown.
yeah,
Jamie's
so.
coming soon.
Okay, Jamie here.
That's what I
Jamie,
used to look like.
yeah. Okay. So anyway, this is I'm Vance Stevens in Penang, Malaysia, and I'm sort of the founder, I suppose, because it's my idea of EVO Minecraft and book, but certainly not the most dominant coordinator or participant for that matter. But we have here Rose Bard. Rose is one of the coordinators as well. She's in Brazil. Could say more about yourself if you wanted, Rose. No?
I'm just really excited for this year's edition as we have been involved through the years, right? It's been always nice. And I'm really a firm believer that Minecraft is going to expand from this year on due to the pandemic issues. This is something I got from the Microsoft mentoring from Minecraft mentors. Also, they are trying to support teachers around the world, you know, with the possibility of using Minecraft. So, yeah,
These at
this is
this
going to be a
time,
very interesting year for Minecraft educators.
yeah, this time in particular.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's see. And we have also over here, who else do we have?
Ooh, Bobby Bear.
Bobby Bear, she's here. Yes, yeah. So Bobby, you're a moderator for how long?
A few years actually, but I wasn't very much involved for a couple of years. My computer didn't work with Minecraft very well. So I've got a new computer and I'm enjoying it now.
Okay, I'm letting people in the waiting room. Looks like Jamie Harrison has arrived, and Claire has arrived. Claire is somehow associated with Mark over there. They have the same last name. You want to say hi?
Hello.
We haven't really officially started yet, so we're sort of in pre-show. We've got, according to my clock, we've got 2 minutes before we get going. Anybody want to say hi and who you are? And big
Yeah,
smiles.
Jane didn't have the password for Zoom, but I think I gave it to her,
Oh,
so.
no. It might be, I think it's generated. She has to sign on.
For Zoom.
Yeah, she has to sign on, fill in the registration form because yeah, so that might mess things up. So it's not yeah, you have to have your own registration. So just go fill in the form and you get the email right away and then it's
Vance,
registered
you
that
are
way.
so bureaucratic, I must say.
It's actually a safety measure. I think it
I know.
prevents Zoom
I
bars. Yeah.
realize that. I realize that.
Hi, Katrina. How are you? Welcome.
Hi, everyone. Good to be here. Thank you very much for the welcome.
Sure. Okay.
Katrina.
Well,
Barbara Stevens.
Yeah, that's me, Bobby.
Oh, her real name is Bobby Bear. That's,
Yeah,
yeah.
Bobby Bear.
Okay. So as I said, actually, we're if you are in Minecraft, you could join us. Let me see if I can, if I make a screen share here. Okay, we're at the spawn point. So if you're in Minecraft, you could join us at the spawn point. It's where you would begin your adventure with us. Let's see, there's the ocean down there. So I don't know if I can jump that. I don't think I can. Okay, so anyway, there's a turtle down there we were looking at just a minute ago. And this is where you start. If you come onto the server for the first time, you start the spawn point. And let me unshare that. Is there something else I'd like for you to see? We have a dynamic map, and see if I can share that. It's coming up my Zoom somehow. Okay, so if I share the dynamic map, this dynamic map shows us where our whole world is, and it shows us that someone just said, "Oh, really?" And someone is saying, you can see what people are saying in the chat. This is our spawn point, the spawn area in.
Vance, excuse me. You're saying spawn? Span?
Spawn.
Spawn.
Yes.
S-P-A-W-N?
That's correct. Yeah. The theory is that when you first land in Minecraft, you spawn there. And when you spawn there, you have nothing in your hand. It's kind of a disorienting experience for your first time. But you spawn right at this beautiful house right here, which we're looking at. And you can see how you can see all the people who are in the house. You can talk to them. If you go to this map, actually, you can talk to them. Can someone put his link in the text chat? You can find it in the sidebar. Bobby should be set up for that. Okay, so I'll zoom this out so you can see our world in general. All the worlds are spontaneously created in Minecraft. By spontaneously, I mean they're generated when you start your world. The world stays stable, but you can see the whole world, the whole known world. The known world, what is that? That's the world that people have traveled to, or where the administrator would set the boundaries for. It goes beyond what you see here, but there's a lot of land to explore. It's infinite, basically. The larger this world gets, the more strain it puts on our server. So that's really the only limit we have, is a practical one. I think Mark would know something about that. So if I try to get back to where I saw the people, I've lost the people. Oh, they should be up here somewhere. So I went scrolling around and lost everybody.
Oh,
we should be somewhere in the middle. There we go. All right, there we are. So we're here on our world, and Bobby and I have been setting up some paths on our world, which show you the paths. So, and we've set up tutorials for you to follow these paths. So the paths start over here. She calls herself Bard Rose in Minecraft. And there's her house there, has some pandas there. And the paths go around a lake, and they go up a hill, and you can see the paths. This is where Bobby and I live, Bobby Bear and Teacher Vance. There are villages in our world, and Bobby Bear and I build shelters. And we've got tutorials of showing you how to travel to these places. And down here, we have to go to this island and swim across and reach this other place. And from there, we go to the north. It's north over there. There's a harbor here. We can use boats to go. And there are desert villages. And it gets really interesting. There are secret things in these villages. And you can learn about them as you go. So there's a lot of intrinsic interest in Minecraft. And I suppose what we try to do is make it so students would be interested and make something that will attract students. Language is a really obviously a good one. Language will, I hear some zapping in the background. I'll bet that's at James' house. It's probably somebody playing a game over there. Okay, I think I might turn off the waiting room because I'm fairly confident now that we're not going to have Zoom bombers. So let me do that. I'll turn off the waiting room so that everyone is joining. So Ann Hendler has joined us. And Don Carroll is coming. He's just heading in right now.
Don says that he doesn't have the the room code.
Okay.
Or
oh, well, he has to register, and then you get the code.
He says he's having trouble registering, and he would. Well, he's participating on our Facebook, watching it live.
Okay, I'm in.
Oh, you're here.
Don, you're just making trouble.
Okay. I did the same thing twice, and it worked the second time.
Okay.
Don, you scared
typical,
me.
Typical with all things computer.
Out of nowhere.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm trying to give them.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Don.
Sorry, Bobby.
Great to have you here.
I'm trying to give people the link to the registration.
Well, it's in the link to the registration is in the
front page. Yeah.
No, it's not on the front page. It's in the what is it called? The live events page.
Right.
So there's a link to the registration. That's basically, I turned off the waiting room. So anybody can come in now. I'm not worried now that we're having Zoom bombers generally appear at the beginning, and I think we're pretty safe now. So, but still people need to have a code to come in. They have to have a password, and they have to get that in their email. So each passwords are particular to each person. So let me go ahead and tell you a little bit about who we are and where you can get the information. Get back to Zoom here. Okay, so I'm going to do another screen share. And then if anybody else wants to share the screen, if you have something to show us. Oh, hi, Tilly. How are you? Good to see you. Met Tilly a long time, turn of the century in Cyprus, something like that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. And so you're back with us in Minecraft. You've sort of been...
I know. It's my annual fix. You know, I don't have time the rest of the year, but I just make time for it. And so I start again more or less from zero. I went into survival and got killed by zombies and spiders.
Excellent. It's good for your health. Yeah. What doesn't really kill you doesn't really hurt you.
No, I know. I learned a few things. Managed to, second time round, I had a sword in my hand.
There you go. Oh, Bobby is always reminding me about that. She has to remind me. Otherwise, I would just forget.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So she's very good at that. Let me show you where, let's see, where do we start here? I think here. Oops. Oh, no. The problem is there's a mouse over that brings the controls down over my tabs. Okay. So I think people usually start at evosessions.pbworks.com. And they answer a call for participation. And when you go down here, you find EVO Minecraft MOOC. And if you click there, it shows you all our coordinators. I might as well mention all the coordinators. The moderators, I'm sorry. Coordinators coordinate EVO. And Jane and I are coordinators of EVO. And Aaron, this guy here, is the guy who runs the server. He's extremely busy and very dedicated. Don Carroll just joined us. Jane is there with Maddie. And Maddie showed us how you could make fireworks yesterday at the party. We had a server party yesterday. That's Jeff Kuhn. He and I wrote an article together on this. And Jeff ran the first server and was a real guiding mentor in our first couple of years. And there's K4 Sons, Kim Harrison. And this is Sura, Laura Briggs, and she's the one who built the spawn point house. And Mariana Smolchitz has two sons, Philip and Domagoj. And Philip was, when he was 11 years old in 2015, he, maybe even before that, we wrote an article about him. Mariana interviewed him, and we put an article in Tessel EJ, and it was all about how he was learning English by interacting with people worldwide in Minecraft. So we became good friends. Bobby and I visited them in Croatia, and we met their other son, Domagoj. And we sit and talk to Domagoj. He is fluent in English, just absolutely, you know, and how do you do that? And he and Philip explained that, well, they would sit and watch movies about Minecraft, and they didn't understand a thing at first, but as they just kept watching the movies, meaning emerged, they said. So, gosh, that's really, it really works, I guess. I plus one, maybe there's something to it. Mircea Petrescu is he teaches scripting. He does some very interesting things on Minecraft. Rose Bard has a son, Emmanuel. I saw Emmanuel on the server map a moment ago, so I guess he's here. And that's me with one of my girlfriends. No, that's Teacher Vance and Bobby Bear. So we are the coordinators. But the important information from the proposal is, everybody sees this, how to join this group. And there's a form to fill out. I think you all know about it. You can stop me if you want to see more about this, but basically you can get this here. You click on that link, it gives you a form, you fill it out, and you join the Facebook group to communicate with us and go here for more information. That's very important. So I click on that link to go there for more information. This is our portal page. This is the manual, really. You have to leaf through a manual or refer to something. EVO Minecraft MOOC is the missions for EVO Minecraft MOOC is there. Today I fixed something. This was pointing to 2020 page. So fixing things here all the time, but I think it's pretty much up to date. But it tells you also on this page, oh, there's Rose's introduction video that she made. I'm not sharing sound, so but it has a little musical background. So it's zooming into the spawn point. There's our turtle beach there, and a pier where we set up our boats. And there she's moving around to the overhead. Okay, you can go to that page and you can click there and you can see that it's only another 20 seconds long. So we saw most of that. So here on this page, it's a very important page, missionsforminecraft.pbworks.com. It tells you what our tag is. That's important. You tag, write about us, use our tag. What are your first steps to join us in Minecraft? Fill out the form, buy Minecraft, you have to do that. This tells you about our server, how you can configure the server. That's very important. We're playing Minecraft 1.16.4, and there are schematics here that show you how to install that particular version. We might change it later, you never know. So you need to know where to find how to do this. You put in this address when you've installed it. In fact, it changes so quickly that these are for 1.16.1, but we're the same for 1.16.4. So you install 1.16.4, and then you can play with us. If you don't do that, you can't, it doesn't connect. Okay, so Olive Tree made some other videos to show you how to do that with earlier versions of Minecraft. Our server has rules. If you type /rules, you can see the server rules. They're basically, be respectful, don't build in other people's homes, don't take items from chests, I would add without their permission, be ethical. These are kind of important. You don't build in other people's property, other people, places other people have set up. Jo Kay and her group says we have to be a reasonable distance from other people's builds, and that's 1 minute's Minecraft walking distance from other people. So anyhow, those are things to be aware of. And going back to, we have video tutorials. Let me show you these. Bobby and I are very proud of these. We've been spending the last couple of months making them, just having a gas doing it. VST, Kim Harrison's group, has Minecraft Mondays. We're gonna have one on Redstone with her in February, first Monday in February. But well, let's see, I'll scroll down here and we can see some of these things as they come up. The video thumbnails aren't coming in. None of them are, oh, there we go. Okay, so here's Ari Ben Lazar was building a hole in the ocean to uncover an ocean temple. That's a video I made of him doing that. There's one of these guys, one of these Endermen. If you see an Enderman, don't look at it. It will teleport to where you are and it will attack you. So you have to be very careful about that. Now then, so basically we take you on trips up those paths and take you all around the server. So you can see how to get started in Minecraft there. And they're about 20, 30 minutes each. Okay, so going back over to missions from Minecraft where we left off. Let's see, if you join us in Facebook, if you need information about how to get into Discord, it's here. It's very important that you join us in Discord, because when we speak to each other in Minecraft, it's much easier than typing. Typing is kind of a pain. So please, if you want us to help you, join us in Discord. That's the best way. We can help you however you can manage. But and I'm speaking not just to people here, but also to people who will see this recording later. So we have a live events page. That's also a very important page. This live events page, the events are announced in a Google calendar. Some people are using Discord to announce their events. Some people are announcing events in Facebook. Some of them, I don't know where else they're announcing them, but anyway, I've got to keep track of all this. So I've put them all in this list. So if you want to know what I know, you can come to this list and you can see, like today, there's this session at started about 17 minutes ago. And Jane and Bobby Bear and I are showing you around the server. And this is where you would find the Zoom registration link, by the way, on this page. So if you went to the live events page, you could find out how to click on the link and get the information to register for Zoom. But we're not going to be back in Zoom again. Probably might be. I don't know if someone asked for it, but basically we're going to conduct our events in Discord and in Minecraft. It's very important that we get into Minecraft. There's no point really in talking about Minecraft. You have to get into it. It's a lot of fun. And isn't that right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. Okay. So what was that?
Vance, can I share my slides quickly? It'll take just a couple seconds and then we could go into Minecraft and perhaps if Aaron would like to share something with us.
Okay, can I just make sure that people know the essentials, because I think actually we're pretty much down to the last thing, groups.io.
Okay.
You can go there and register if you have a question. There are several people who've joined groups.io already and we're taking questions from groups.io. The people, we anticipate that it's going to be difficult for people to get themselves into Discord and Minecraft right away. And so you can get your questions answered there. And then the other things show you the goals for the different weeks. This would, well, I'm happy to see your presentation, but this is where Rose would pick up to show us how she's integrated the Facebook units with this. So either of you are fine to get going now, and I've had my moment. So what do you think? Shall we see your, is it appropriate to show your slides now, Jane?
We're talking about the same thing, but if Rose would like to share the Facebook functions. Yeah, okay, Rose,
let me make you
can
guys,
go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Let me make you.
How about you show your slides that you have prepared and I can come in and,
okay.
And talk about it as well, if you know.
It'll just be like. Very quick.
So go ahead, darling. Go ahead.
That gave me a chance to make you a co-host. So.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. But I need to find my slide first.
Hi, Sadat.
Okay.
Sadat's in Turkey. He says he's really keen on getting into Minecraft this time around. There's so many people seem to be stuck at home these days, wondering what to do. Mm-hmm. Sadat is a professor in Turkey, and
that's this one.
Glad to see him here. He's a longtime webhead.
Okay.
Pretty nice. I think she got it covered.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jane.
Okay, so this is very quickly, this is our spawn point, and we're going to show you where in Minecraft, or perhaps, yeah.
You're going to share these.
It has already been done. Okay.
Yeah, and this is, we can warp creative. This is the creative world. And I think Aaron can show us, tell us more about the create, how to warp to creative.
We're playing in survival in the world that you just saw. The spawn area is peaceful. It's been made peaceful, so you're not in much danger there. If you wander too far away from it, you're in danger. So creative, you can go to creative if you warp creative. Is that right? Warp space creative?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this was Dak's party last night. And this is what I would like to show you. This is the face, our Facebook functions. And Rose can tell us more about that.
Take your time. We have plenty of time.
I have plenty of time. Thank you. Basically, we organized the Facebook group in a way that we're going to be posting like weekly instructions, sort of like really short, you know, to get you on the basics of that week. One of the things that I really like about our session is that we have this journey, like the first week is orientation, get ready, you know, for the party. Then the second week that it's about you setting your own goals, you know, for what do you want to get from our session, and then the network and so on. And every week then, as we progress through the weeks, you're going to have the self-learning journey in community. And this is really, really an amazing journey. I've taken it in 2016 when I joined it. And it's really beneficial if you can go through it.
I'm sorry. Hang on a minute.
Go ahead.
I stopped Jane's share because I thought you were talking and you might want to show us where these are in Facebook, but you can do that.
Because actually the main point here is really to let them know that we're going to post weekly posts as an instructional, you know, just like an orientation for the week, and then we have separate posts for the missions of the week. And like Jane, you know, posted here in her slide, we have the topics that you need to use the hashtag to actually tag your posts. So when we click, for example, as you progress in the missions and actually you post according to what's requiring that mission on Facebook group, and when we click on that hashtag, actually we're going to see everyone's post. So, and I'm also going to provide today a document in the file to organize all the syllabus in a way that can link to those hashtags. So it just to facilitate and also function as a reminder, you know, of every week and get us going together, you know, through this journey. So just remind of that using hashtags according to the missions. That would be really cool.
Okay. Thank you, Rose. So we're using hashtags on Facebook and missions will be posted by Rose. Next is groups.io, and Vanta has already showed us groups.io. If you want to join us, this is the link, and I'll provide you with this PowerPoint slide. But all the information is also on our wiki. So next is our Discord, and this is a Discord invite link, and if you click on it, you'll get invited to our Discord.
Can I say that groups.io is for people who want to ask questions, might be lost at this point because we have only 5 weeks together. So groups.io, you should join if you want to, if you think you're lost and you want to ask questions. Bobby and I are monitoring groups.io, so we'll help you immediately. As soon as we see your email. And then Discord is where we're actually going to be. And Discord has its own ecosystem, which Jane is introducing right now.
Okay. I think perhaps
May I add also that I'm trying to add to the Facebook posts of the missions, like links, you know, that you could find in the week, and also direct you to the wiki if you want more information. So as much as we can there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this is Discord, and if you want to join us, talk to each other, you could click on Playground Central, Playground One. These, you know, with these you are able to talk to each other. And for hashtags, those are chats, you know, where you could text or upload images. Okay, so this is this is our link to our Discord.
Can I stop you just a minute? On this page, yes. You're in under Show and Tell. You were in Images and Reflections. So that's a channel. That's what you call that, a channel or a within Discord. And so they each have their tag. They have hashtags, and the ones with the speakers in front of them, they're actually places where you go into Discord and connect with people. So if you see at the very bottom where Jane has next to her icon, it's showing the microphone is open, and I can't really see, since she's not in a channel. Her mic is open, but she's not in a channel yet. But she clicked on Playground 2, or any of those playgrounds, then her avatar would appear there, her name, and then it would start lighting up as she starts speaking.
Okay.
And if other people are there, if you go there and you see that other people are in one of the playgrounds, you can join them.
Okay.
That's how we know who's online.
Wait, this is, you know, here, right here. Mm-hmm. You could see here. Do you see my
mm-hmm. your pointer?
This is you know, Dak is here, Olive is here, and the three of us.
In Playground One right now?
Playground One right now.
All right.
But
Are you in Zoom and Discord on the same computer?
I don't know. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, sure. Great. So
we hear you too.
Oh, that's great.
Hi, everyone.
Hi,
Olive Tree.
Hi.
I didn't realize Dak. We could bring you into Zoom through Discord.
Isn't that cool? You may not be bringing her in at all. It may simply be the volume from the speaker going on through Zoom.
Could be. Either way, it's coming through.
Where?
Hi, Mariana.
Hi, Mariana.
Hi, Emmanuel.
Hi, Emmanuel. Hi.
Okay, so they're in Playground One. And another thing you can see, if you go to the bottom of that screen, you can see that there's a telephone with an X over it. And yeah, the telephone with the X over it, as long as it's there, you're in the channel. But when you leave, you have to click on the X. You have to disconnect. Otherwise, you stay in the channel and people can hear what you're doing in your house while you're out wandering about. So,
all right.
Hi, guys. I'm in Zoom now. I joined the playground, but I don't know whether the mics are working on both sides.
They are working just fine. That's Mariana. She's MS or M Smolchitz. She's in Croatia. It's her
live from the kitchen.
Woohoo!
Live from the kitchen. All right, coming to us in Zoom through Discord. That we just learned that we could do that with Jane. Brilliant.
All right, I think I'm gonna stop sharing
myself.
Okay.
So if Aaron would you like to say something, Aaron?
Sure. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, Aaron, I just made you a co-host in case you want to share anything.
Okay, excellent. So so you guys have seen this Minecraft server and everything. For those of you that are new, you should know that pretty much anytime anyone starts a game of Minecraft, they kind of generate a new, entirely new world that kind of develops as you're exploring. And so if you're playing single player on your own computer, you have your just own world that can generate randomly in whatever direction you want. Whatever direction it wants, rather. And so for the multiplayer servers, generally it's like, you know, it's set up in a way where it's going to be on all the time. And so we've been doing this, I've been doing this for like 5 years now. And up until this year, I had like one continuous world that people were living in, that people were building in, and they had like a nice little village where everybody lived. And actually, I think I can show it. Everybody had like a nice little village in 2016. And then when we met again in 2017, they just moved to another location and built another village. But then, you know, while you're exploring, you could stumble upon the old village. When we started this year, my dogs are barking. When we started this year, I started a new map that that people got to explore on and everything. And so what we're on now is kind of the newer map. But then a few weeks ago, I added, I imported the old map. So you can visit the old places if you want to. One thing that I've been working on a lot as we've been doing this is there's a plugin called DynMap, which runs actually the, I think Vance has already linked to it, the map that you can access over the web. It has the same URL as the server. Yeah, let me share my screen if I can. Too many apps. Okay.
Now, Aaron has done quite a lot of work on the server. And has improved.
Yeah, and so there are things on the server that are, so like if you hear us using the word vanilla is kind of slang for like unchanged, unmodified, things like that. So the server is changed slightly from vanilla Minecraft. It is intended to give you kind of a vanilla experience. What I'm sharing right now, this is DynMap, and you can see actually, this is more players than have been on the server in a year. But you can see, like, I have like a live map, and everybody who's in the game is talking to each other. Like, you can see Gaming Dazzle and Olive Tree are talking. Oh, and somebody just warped. And so, like, everybody who's on there, you can see I'm over here in the middle of everything. This is the spawn area over here. So this is a website that's hosted on the same computer that is hosting the server. And this actually takes, this is something that I kind of spent a lot of time working on. There are different layers you can look at. Like I can move around the map. I can hide the players. I can, see where everybody's homes are. You can see, so those little houses that just popped up, that's where everybody set a home. So homes, that's one of the features that isn't in vanilla Minecraft, but we've added here. It allows you to have kind of a save point that you can go back to when you die, or that you can teleport to. So we got the homes, and then we also have public warps, which you can see, I replaced the image for it. By the way, if you run into this stuff, all this was built by my brother, who is Ari Ben Lazar. He plays on the, I asked him to just go on the server and build stuff. And so he's built some neat stuff that you can stumble upon. Like they're like a little teleport guy that shows you where the warps are. So again, if you're in the game, if you do /warps, it'll tell you where you can warp to. And we have several of those. If things aren't working the way you expect, or if there's some feature you want added, I'm the person to talk to, and I'll work with you on it. The other thing I've been working with, and I'm still learning, I see this as a learning experience for me. So, you know, I'm also not afraid of breaking things. So if something's broken, it might be because I
don't break anything.
So you notify me. So if I break something, I fix it too. But one thing I've been working on is WorldGuard. And so when I show you that, you can see that these red areas are kind of protected areas. And I just want to switch to bird's eye view of the map here. And so you can see this larger red area is an area we set aside to be peaceful, meaning no monsters are going to attack you there. You can still get hungry and die of starvation, but you can still fall, but you won't get attacked by monsters, even though that didn't seem to work this morning. But then these areas that aren't in red are not protected like that. They're also protected in a way where I can set owners for these areas. And then if you're the owner, you can decide who can and cannot build in that area. So like if you're trying to like have kind of like a more managed area, or you don't want people to damage your builds or things like that, you can use this WorldGuard tool. And if anyone wants me to help them set up WorldGuard for an area, you can coordinate with me. And then Sura is also learning how to use that as well. And she's also done quite a bit with World Edit, which is kind of a way that you can use commands to make big changes to the world all at once. Like if you wanted to build a pyramid or something like that by typing commands instead of continuously building the pyramid. Survival mode and creative mode were mentioned earlier. So the first couple of years I was involved in this, we would start in creative mode. And I feel like creative mode is most analog to those of you who might remember Microsoft Paintbrush, where you just, you draw. If you're in creative mode, you can access any of the items in Minecraft and you can do whatever you want, and you can build whatever you want. And that's, again, creative mode. If you're in survival mode, then you're trying to survive and there are monsters and you have limited access to resources and things like that. So what I have set up right now basically is that those of you that have the rank of builder should be able to change between creative and survival whenever you want to try them both. But as Rose pointed out, we do have a world set aside, and it's a world that we've been using for a few years that, so we have this super flat creative world. So we have this world that has no terrain, it has no biomes, it's just a flat world where you can just build whatever you want. And I think Jeff's not here today, but you can see like he recreated some of the buildings from Lord of the Rings in here. You can see we kind of have some domes. So this is the same place that Rose showed earlier. This is the creative spawn world. And I think Dakota built this or imported it from somewhere. If you're in this world, you can fly. You hit spacebar twice and you can fly. And you can go and see what other people have built. You can just access your inventory and access whatever and build whatever you want. This is also where we might practice something. You know, maybe there's something you want to build in the survival world, but you're not exactly sure how it'll work out. You might want to build it in the creative world first. And then when there's less at stake and then go back to the survival world once you have the design figured out. So this is like an option. I see Dakota said something about no littering.
Yeah, that's an octopus. And I think that's built by a Professor Techno from Paris or France. I forgot.
Mm-hmm. Octopus It looks more like a spider octopus.
I don't know if Aaron remember, but back in the day when that appeared on Creative Map, we had you know, that mob, I always forget its name, the one from the Nether with the three heads one.
Uh-huh.
What's the name?
Oh.
Anyways, you know, it's sort of like a plugin. I mean, like games, a mini game plugin, I guess, okay. Some sort of, that actually generate the structure automatically when you load the plugin.
Oh, the wither.
And then it generates, every time you enter the area, it generates the mobs and you need to kill it. And once it comes out, it's like it caused mass destruction. I don't remember if we actually managed to destroy whatever was generating it, like the command block or whatever. I don't remember.
Oh, I don't know.
I remember having hard time with that one back then.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm glad you mentioned command blocks. That's one thing we've played around with on this server is there's kind of, it's kind of a cheat mode type thing, but basically you can imbue commands like actual computer commands into a single block and then like attach a button to it or something. And so you can write programs that run in the game and then make it so your players can play out those programs. A couple of the, so Rose also just mentioned plugins. I should mention a couple of plugins that I currently have running on here that that are meant to enhance the experience. One is, well, I mentioned Dynamap and that's one that, as you can imagine, as a website, this is super large. It takes up just like a couple hundred gigs of space just because of all these tiles and everything. But in terms of things that you can play, that can help your play style in the game, I have something that causes it so, typically in vanilla Minecraft, if you sleep, the nighttime ends, right? All the monsters come out at night, and if you can sleep, then it becomes day, and then you're safe from the monsters, simply put, you know, basically, right? So I have something on here that's set up for single player sleep. In the past, it had to be that everybody had to sleep at the same time in order to end the night. Now it's set up so if anybody sleeps, the night ends. Another thing I set up, and this was kind of at the request of my brother who was on here, he wanted to do kind of more like artistic things with like setting up his builds. So one thing he wanted was armor stand editor. So one of the things that you can build in the game is you can build like an armor stand to hold the armor that you're not wearing, basically just to store it in your house somewhere. We added a plugin that allows you to edit those armor stands so you can move the arms and legs and the head around so you can create a scene. You can use them basically as mannequins to build a scene. And he has one of those set up. Am I sharing my full screen or just my, okay.
We can see the creative world.
Yeah, let me switch so I'm sharing.
Your full screen.
Okay. So now I'm sharing my Minecraft. Let me just go over to, I don't know if I can fit. So he set up this, which is loosely inspired by the village from the end of Blazing Saddles. But you can see like these guys are like mannequins and his arms are, he's looking up at something. And then this one has my head and he's a little boy. And and so he was able to kind of move their arms around. And so that's, he put himself up there. And so that's something he did with the armor stand editor. He was kind of trying to emulate like an old West village with a water tower back here. So, you know, he's trying to kind of build things that you see in real life or see in the movies. Armor stand editor, and then what else did I have? Signs. You know, we put signs in different places. I'm trying to, is there a sign near here? Oh, here, I got one. So I was working on this the other day. These are just signs that I put on a wall here. And the idea is these signs give kind of more information that like maybe admins would want to know about. Like, so for example, if you're using colors, if you look here, It gives me, I right clicked on it and then it gives me like all of the kind of color codes that you can use when you're creating signs or when you're creating books in Minecraft. This explains the armor stand. It just gives a URL that I can click on that will take me there. Where else? What else? Yeah, and again, I have it so like you right click on here and you get like a link you can click on. This is about the one thing I haven't done in the past that I've started doing this year is I now have the server also kind of doing a series of backups. It's trying to back itself up like twice a day. So if something does get destroyed or something like that that we need, I can get it back. What else?
How do you get the colors?
Yeah, I think that's basically there. I think I don't want to overload you with information and I'm not finished building this thing yet. But the idea is that these signs can give you information. And then also I have, again, this is something I've kind of just playing around with. And now that there's people on the server, people might figure out how to use it. When you started on here, you might've seen that you have a bag of gold in your inventory. That bag of gold is not vanilla Minecraft. It's not something that everybody has. It's just something that I added to this server. When you log in, you get it like a certain amount of money. And then here I have a bank where if you come into this bank, you can store your money in this bank.
Oh no, I lost all my gold.
If you so
you didn't store it in Aaron's bank, did you?
No, I lost it, my money.
It's a trap.
And if you look in the bank, it says things like keep an open inventory slot for your money, don't lose your bag or you'll lose your cash. And so there's like the bag. And here's where I can like withdraw one. See, it says I withdrew one gold piece. Again, I have an info sign right here that takes you to the information about the plugin itself that I'm using. It's a little bit buggy. I've noticed if you switch back and forth between survival and creative, it keeps giving you more gold in creative.
Thanks for the tip.
So it's kind of like an artificial economy.
Inside tip.
But I'm interested in doing a little more with the bank. I was thinking about creating a basement vault with safety deposit boxes. So that's something where the money itself doesn't do anything in the game. My idea was if people are interested in using the money and they want to use the money, they'll find ways to use it or later on I'll find a purpose for it. But for now, I just wanted to see if it breaks the server and if people are kind of aware of it. One thing that kind of annoys me about it is it takes up an inventory slot. So it's kind of better to keep it in the bank. Those are kind of some things I'm playing with. One other plugin that's not on here currently is Scriptcraft, which I will be adding back on later because what Scriptcraft does is it allows you to kind of write little programs actually using JavaScript and then apply that into the game. So if anyone is kind of working on their JavaScript chops and wants to create something that happens in the game or create some events or create some auto building technology, you can work with me and I'll make sure you have the right permissions to do that. It's something that I'm a little wary of letting people go too crazy on it because you got to be careful not to
I know somebody crashed a server last time.
Yeah, that happens. Yeah, it's not the most powerful server in the world. I'm actually amazed that there's this many players on it and it's running pretty smoothly. It's got 20 ticks per second, so I'm happy about that. That's kind of where it's at right now. We didn't really talk about the other worlds, but again, if you're on Dynamap, let me switch this back over to Dynamap.
Aaron, yes. While you're doing that, how do you get the bright colors on your signs?
Actually, that colors thing I just showed you a second ago showed you the color codes. On my Windows computer, the color codes, the way I use them, there's a series of codes with an ampersand and then a number or maybe a letter.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And yeah, it's lagging me a little bit. Okay.
Aaron, excuse me, Mariana. There was a question in the chat regarding the plugins. Can you please read it and answer to one of our participants, please?
I'm having trouble switching out of the. Oh, wait, here we go. What was the
question? Okay, so the question was, is the list of plugins recorded somewhere so we can explore?
If you are in game, you can type / plugins and it tells you all of them. Some of these plugins are basically in place to help other plugins work. One of the ones that's new for this year is the Discord SRV. What that does is it ports the in-game chat over to Discord, and it allows people in Discord to chat in the game. So like I can go over, I'm not sharing anymore, but I can go over into Discord and go into this channel server chat and say, hello. And then in the game, it comes up as somebody from Discord saying hello. If you do / plugins, it'll do that. Also, if you do / help, it'll tell you the commands that are available to you. The world guard and world edit stuff, I think I've made those available to Builder 2. I kind of do want to limit some of these because some of them are really powerful and have the potential to crash the server. So I tried to kind of limit it to like the people who actually need these things or have kind of requested it from me. And again, if there's any other plugins that people are interested in, you can let me know and I can figure out if I can add it or not. The main one on here is Essentials. And Essentials includes the homes and the warps and the ability to do the backups. And it also includes a jail feature. So like if somebody's misbehaving, you can jail them. The death chests is actually not Essentials. That's a different one. I have one on here that basically makes it so when you die, all of your inventory gets stored in a chest that sits on the server for 2 hours. So you can at least go back and find it. I personally like survival mode to be a little bit hard because it's survival mode, and creative mode to be very easy because it's creative mode. A lot of times people request for me to like make survival mode easier and make it so you don't lose your stuff when you die and stuff like that. And I kind of drag my feet about doing things like that, but then usually eventually relent if enough people bug me about it. But I like it, you know, if it's survival mode, you know, there's gotta be a little bit of risk, right? But it's very, very customizable. And if anyone's interested in building their own servers, I'd be interested in helping people out with that as well and lending my advice after doing this for the past couple of years. Any other questions?
Thank you so much, Aaron.
Oh, thanks for the feedback, Dakota, by the way. Yeah, if you do visit Classic Survival.
I just wanted to...
Yeah. Mariana?
Sorry, Ms. Aaron, I wanted to comment on your survival mode. I love it for my mode. Those used to cheat and to make a night or daylight, but those are more experienced Minecrafter. And Vance has also posted the link, a very useful link from Minecraft Game Pia, so you can read more about the daylight cycle.
I missed most of your question. It was kind of garbled, but I did hear you say something about like switching from day to night. The day to night cycles are, and this is normal to Minecraft, is they're 10 minute, I think it's 10 minutes of day and then 10 minutes of night. So like a Minecraft full day is 20 minutes. That is something that can be modified. on different servers, but ours is 10 and 10 like that. If you have admin privileges, I believe you can change the time. So you can say time set, for example, I can say time set morning, and then the time on the whole world changes. Or I can say time set night, and then the time in the server changes. Or you can set it to like a specific time. So I can be like time set 0500. And again, that will affect whether or not there's monsters around, because the monsters do spawn in darkness. Most of them do anyway. So a lot of like, you know, survival players, a big part of surviving is making sure you're safely indoors at night.
To address the people who don't have these control over setting clocks, the secret is to, at the spawn point, you'll notice there are a lot of sheep and there's a box with shears in it. And if you get the shears and you get some wool from the sheep, you just right click on the sheep with the shears in your hand, then you'll get some wool, and you need 3 pieces of wool plus a couple of planks, which you get from trees. You cut down a tree or actually in the spawn point area, there's a box full of logs. And so we can show you how to do that, but if you can make a bed, you carry a bed with you. And then if you get stuck somewhere, you can put the bed down and try to sleep on it. Or we can show you, actually, if you go to the video tutorials Bobby Bear and I have made, then it shows you how to set up, you know, how to create a shelter really fast and get into it and put a bed there and get light into it. And you can Google that and find all kinds of videos showing you how to survive the night in Minecraft. So a basic user needs to know how to survive the night, but you don't want to just hang out in a cave for 10 minutes. Better, the thing you need to do is get some wool, get some planks, make a bed, and then you can lay the bed down and you can right click on it and go to sleep. And that will make it daytime again.
Yeah, I would also add, I think it came up in one of our Facebook discussions a little while ago. You should also leave the bed. You know, if you have if you're exploring or something like that, and you build a little house somewhere and put a bed in it, you should leave the bed there and take it with you and you know, make a new bed to carry. Because once you've left a bed there, that bed becomes kind of like a save point. And so you can get back to it.
Yeah, because if you're killed, the last bed you slept in becomes your spawn point. Unless you have destroyed it and the bed is no longer there, then you can't spawn back to it. You might spawn, well, to the last place you had a spawn point. It could be the spawn point on the server is the first place you went to. But anyway, join us in Minecraft. We'll work you through all of these things.
Yeah.
In a, you know, not telling you right at the start. That's the whole thing. This is not top-down learning. Come join us. Get on the server with us. We'll show you around. You can see what we do, and we'll give you things from our collections. And
Yeah,
so we'll help people. We make it really easy for you. It's a lot of fun to play in survival. It's a lot more fun, I think, than a creative. Creative, as Aaron pointed out, is a place where you can go and you can build anything, because you have no limit on the tool, on the things you have. Everything that's available in Minecraft is available to you. So, but in the survival world, you have to accumulate your resources. And but it's fun. It's always a challenge. And that's what I really like about it. So, but you know, join people. Bobby and I will be there next Thursday. We've set up a time from 1500, which is an hour earlier than we met tonight, up till this time, which is 1300 to 1500. Right now it's 1500 GMT. So we're going to be there for 2 hours.
I would also Mariana, like to read.
I'm sorry. I will grab the mic for a moment.
Okay.
I have been reading chat. So don't forget, if you are a newbie in Minecraft, the point is that we have somebody who are newbies, some who have been joining us for years now, and it's a process. So the point is for you to read carefully the orientation of week 1, And when you just enter the game, if you just practice moving around on your keyboard and clicking and checking out what to build, use the pickaxe or any other tools, maybe read some cheats and suggestions to move around, and you get a hang of it. Nobody expects that you can build an octopus or maybe go around in Minecraft. But the more you play, the better you get. And the more you explore Minecraft, you will get more ideas on how you can use this maybe later on with your students. So I'm still, I won't say a newbie, but I'm still also new because I have two experts at home who play Minecraft. All in all, you also try to read some interesting articles and as Vance mentioned, watch some YouTube tutorials, and we will definitely post many in Facebook. So just don't be scared and have fun.
Could I suggest that we take questions from people in the audience? Because we were at the top of the hour, but Bobby Bear and I are okay. For a little while. So does anybody else have anything they would really like to say? Or we could even go into Minecraft and just play around there.
I'm just going to have to go in a minute, but I just want to say I'm not a newbie as such, but I always feel like one. But I just want to say to people who are complete newbies, it took me a couple of years of coming on to kind of get the idea. And I think it was last year when I went into survival on my own. And I got completely stuck down a mine, and I needed people to help me to sort of get that. That's, you have to be scared to be fun, you know. Mm-hmm. You have to really realize it. And I think that's when I started to enjoy it. I actually enjoy the landscape. I mean, I can't really see for me personally how a completely flat green, desert would be so interesting as the actual Minecraft environment, because I like the fact that it really feels like you're exploring a wild, territory. But I think it's something that definitely grows on you, and there isn't a storyline to it. So you just have to kind of just jump in there. And I would try just going in survival on your own for a bit, and then come back and see if you can get some tips to kind of how to survive in your own world for a bit, mm-hmm. From the more experienced people, because that's where the fun starts, when you start to get some shortcuts and some tips. Anyway, I have to go, but anyway, okay, I'm looking forward to playing with everybody.
Okay.
Yeah, well. I just wanted to add that there are many, thank you, Tilly. There are many different ways that people can play and interact with this game. And, and people of different ages, younger learners might be more interested in creative mode, whereas, older learners, might be more interested in survival mode or some of these economy aspects of it and things like that. And it's a process of discovery. I mean, when this game came out, it had no instructions. And so the idea was, you learn as you figure things out, and you learn, from your community and things like that. So I think that's been really fun about having this group that can kind of keeps going back and keeps looking at different ways to do things, and different people in this community are using it in different ways. And I find that really interesting. One piece of advice I have for survival mode, that it's kind of said in Minecraft circles that the first rule of Minecraft is don't dig straight down. Well, let me just say that to anyone who's trying out survival mode. If you're digging, make stairs. Don't go directly straight down, because if you go straight down, that's a good way to get stuck or a good way to get killed. So, yeah. And I think I didn't have it up here, but it looks like a group of you went and killed the dragon while we were talking.
Really?
Or was it you or?
I think it was Maddie or.
Where was the dragon?
And Dazzle and Emmanuel and...
Todd was the senior faculty.
There's Dak. Hi, Dak.
And Dak.
Yeah, what I'm sharing right now is quote-unquote the end.
Ah, okay.
If I might chime in with a little bit of wisdom, my t-shirt I'm currently wearing says, everybody plays their own game, and that's okay.
Why am I teleported to the end. I have Enderman. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Maddie was killed. I was killed.
What's an Enderman?
Not a safe place.
Yeah, the Enderman, that's where they're from. They're from the end.
Any more questions from people who would like to ask us something?
Oh, what is, Claire was asking, what is AFK?
Away from keyboard.
Yeah, that was an easy one.
Away from keyboard.
Yeah. You're sitting there without doing anything, you're AFK.
Aaron, are you planning to give a workshop on how to, I guess Aaron didn't.
You were breaking up.
Yeah, the
it's breaking up, or at least for me it is.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody else have anything they'd like to add or anything you'd like to ask in particular? As I said, Bobby and I are planning to.
I got to watch out for Maddie. Geez. I just got all my stuff back and died again. Sorry. What was the question about doing a workshop?
Yes, are you gonna give a workshop on how to set up servers?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about doing a little while ago. I should point out, like, there's a couple different ways to do it, and we talked about that before. And really, the way that I'm experienced in is running a server off of a computer that you have available, as opposed to cloud hosting that a lot of other people are doing. Hold on, I want to get my inventory back.
Okay, sorry to interrupt.
It's
a very dangerous place to be asking questions. And
Sora was ever able to join us in Zoom. I don't know if she wants to say anything.
Is she in Discord?
Yeah, the death chest I mentioned, if you can see my screen or over here, and if you look, they have signs on them that say who they belong to. So that one was David Gazzles. That one was there have been a lot of deaths.
I need to get back to get mine as well.
There's bracket, and they last for 2 hours.
Okay.
I hate to give people the impression that joining us is going to be this tough. I think a lot of us, you can join people and go into the Ender spaces if you like, but this is kind of an advanced place that.
They're
probably.
It's kind of silly, like Minecraft, you know, it was never like a game that had like an end goal. And I think early on there were some criticisms. It's like, hey, how do you beat the game? And so then they added this level where you can go and get this dragon and beat the dragon. And so it's like, oh, there's an end to the game and the world is called The End. But this is what I'm looking at here. I mean, this is, these guys are more kind of advanced players than newer people. And I can't see the dragon. Oh, there's the dragon. Or actually the Zoom is recording, right? So you get this.
Zoom is recording, yeah. Zoom's recording, it should be streaming on Facebook.
So you can see the dragon flying around back there?
Not very well.
Oh, I see the dragon,
I see
dragon.
Its eyes.
It's coming closer to me. I'm in creative mode right now, so it can't hurt me.
Wow.
Oh. Ooh,
but yeah, so nice.
So is Maddie killing the dragon with the fireworks? Does that work?
You know, that's not my area. That's a good question for Maddie.
Maddie, can we kill it with the fork?
Okay, guys, probably last chance for people in the chat. This is a good time to ask questions while the geeks are distracted.
Oh, no. I died again.
Really, if you have any practical questions Minecraft and about just how to get on the server and, you know, this is a really good time to ask. You've got us here.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Is there a question?
Olive was trying to add something earlier that got talked over.
Oh, that's Deck. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they can hear me from Discord.
I'm talking from Discord.
Yes, we can hear you from Discord. We're recording you in Zoom and we're streaming you on Facebook.
Okay. I was just going to, I wanted to encourage everybody to keep an eye on Facebook's event announcements so they will find out when we have play and learn times. But also, if you'd like to go on and try things on your own in game, you can always come on Discord. And some of us are always, as long as we're awake, we're on Discord. So if you needed help, you can just ping any one of us, and we'll come and join you. That's it. And I hope you all have a lot of fun and a lot of learning.
Thank you.
Yep. And I'm maintaining a live events page, which I showed you earlier, and also answering email to Groups.io. Got a lot of people who have subscribed to that as well. So if you need help, there's plenty of help. And we have people all over the world, different time zones, and specific times to play together. Nazli asks, she knows Olive Tree, so she probably would hook up with Olive Tree, whatever time that is. Bobby and I are in Penang, Malaysia, and so is, and Jane is in the same time zone. So right now for us, it's a little after 11, almost coming down to midnight. We set up, Bobby Bear and I set up a time next Thursday. I just grabbed Thursday randomly to start at, end at 11. It's 11 o'clock at night for us now, and start 2 hours earlier. But we could do it our morning, your evening as well. So if we know when you want to play, you just have to let us know. Maybe there should be a channel for that. But you know, also you could just write Groups.io if you join that, or you could post in Facebook. So it's just anywhere. Someone will pick up your message, and we'll and in Discord you can find there's an events page. Maybe you could just an events channel, hash events, and you could leave a message there. Or is there a better suggestion for where to leave a message? I'm sure Jane is familiar with our article, Smolchitz and Stevens. And have you read Jane's article? More recently.
Please read my article. Just kidding.
Yeah. Well, there's also, we have a pedagogy and Minecraft, or we have a page for that. So you can find a lot of articles and presentations we've done, and videos we've made, conferences we've been to. You can find quite a lot to read about Minecraft that we've left. I can probably find the link here. I'll just go ahead and search for that. It's in the sidebar. Here it is.
Okay. I think I'm going to join everybody else in Minecraft and Discord.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So thank you very much for coming to our Zoom meeting. Next week, it's Rose. She's going to, I think we're on a Monday. She's going to come, I think on Sunday the 11th, I believe it is. So Sunday the 17th, she'll be hosting something in Discord in Minecraft at 1400 UTC. But anyway, you can go to the live events page and you can find out more about that. So, You'll find all the links from missionsforminecraft.pbworks.com. So all the links I have begin with that. So anyway, well, thank you very much. Anybody have any further questions? Welcome to speak to us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Aaron. Thank you, Rose.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Aaron, for taking such good care of our server and being so flexible.
We love the server.
Yeah, server guy.
We live in it.
Aaron, the server guy.
Lived in it. Server guy.
Yeah, okay. And thanks, everybody else. Rose, for putting together a Facebook program for us today. Sadat, nice to see
together
you again.
Together with Maha, yes. It was really fun.
Thanks, Maha, and thanks, Dak, for always being there here with us playing.
Olive Tree is always available.
And Olive for maintaining Discord. Mm-hmm.
She's from Egypt. Playing. She's in an Egyptian time zone. Rose is in Brazil. And we have a few people over in the East Coast, USA, and South America time. Okay.
And for Maddie and Emmanuel for messing things up. No.
Yeah. they're cute.
They're having fun.
Okay. Let's see.
The kind of fun when we have kids running in a server. I've had the experience. Yeah, you need to work out your server rules pretty well. So you don't have, problems later. I've been through it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, this has been EVO Minecraft MOOC, our first session, 5 weeks of an EVO Electronic Village Online course. This is the 11th of January, 2021. And this is us signing off. It's a gradual process. Mm-hmm. I'll stop the stream first. Bye, live stream. Bye bye, Facebook. See you later. Stopping the recording on this computer. And there it goes, going once, going twice, going
bye-bye.
Three times.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.